This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. It is a beautiful day. In fact, our whole weekend was great. We had a lot of outdoor activities, had a little rain sprinkled here and there, but did you notice all of the rain stayed away when we had great activities? Whether it was the Jazz Fest, had rain early Saturday morning, nothing in the afternoon when Jazz Fest was going on, no problems on Friday. Then they March of Dimes for Babies Walk on Sunday. No problem until about 4 o'clock, I guess, and everybody had gone home. So had just enough rain. Evidently, we had a lot of rain last night. I'll have to say I slept through it. So, but I heard a lot of conversation about it on the way in this morning, about the traffic and the slippery roads and different places, what have you. And I see puddles around, so I guess we did have a lot of rain. We needed that. And that's a good time to get it over the nighttime hour. This morning we're going to be talking about your wellness, and Chief of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, Dr. Kelly G. Williams, is with us. Dr. Williams, good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good to have you here with us today. And also alongside is Middle Tennessee Medical Center's Nursing Director of Maternal Child Division, Janet McIntosh. How are you today?
I'm just great. How about you?
Doing fine. Good to have you both with us. Grab that microphone, turn it around to you, let it be your best buddy for the next 45 minutes or so. Let's talk a little about some of the exciting things at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. You're obviously in the new facility now. Is it a year or is it 2 years?
It was October of 10 that we moved in.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I knew a year didn't sound right, but I thought it can't be 2 years.
Yeah.
But it has been. And now that you're all comfortable in the new facility and you know the ins and outs of things and you know how this works and how that works, tell us, how does this compare to other facilities as far as taking care of the newborns, making sure that they're safe, and getting them a good start on life?
I'm just very excited about our hospital. I'm older, so I've had the opportunity to work in different states, and I've worked at Baptist and at Vanderbilt, and I can say that I truly believe that the care that's being given at MTMC is just better than the best. We have all of the high-tech and the excellent physicians that we're blessed to have that deliver the safe care. And then we've got warm and friendly nurses and processes and that new facility that's working for us. So I think we're just giving patients really superb care. That's what our patient satisfaction scores say anyway.
And that is what it is all about, saving lives and doing it in a friendly atmosphere, a very helpful, caring atmosphere.
And one of the great things about the new hospital is we haven't changed much as far as the physicians and the staff, but we've been able to now provide it an even better environment. I mean, I think we had outstanding care at the old hospital, and we have outstanding care at the new hospital. And the mm-hmm. great thing is the one thing that's changed is the hospital is nicer. It gives us a lot more opportunities to take care of patients in a much nicer environment, things that were built into the hospital, including family areas that allow families to be separate from their patients, from the patients, allow patients to feel more comfortable after delivery, something that we did not have in the old hospital. But one of the things I always tell people is the hospital is a building. What we are most proud of is the staff that we have in labor and delivery, in our nursing, on postpartum, and the physicians are still the same ones, and the quality of care that we're providing is going up every year. We're really trying hard to be the best. That's our goal. We want to be the best possible place to deliver in Middle Tennessee, and we're working very hard to accomplish that task.
I think people don't realize how many babies are born at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. I mean, even if you put us into the mix with Nashville, we're in the top two or three, aren't we?
Yeah, we were the only hospital last year that saw an increase in our number of deliveries in Middle Tennessee. So we are seeing a growth, and there's no question we've got a young community here. And when I try to tell all the people, all my partners, as well as the people in the community, is this is a young community. We're going to be having babies for years to come. It's our job now to provide excellent care so those people want to deliver here, not in Nashville, not anywhere else. We want them to deliver at MTMC because we know they're going to get the best possible care anywhere at that hospital. Not just because the hospital is nice and new, because it won't always be nice and new. What's important is that the physicians are going to provide a standard of care that is excellent, and they're going to be happy with the way they were treated. That's our goal.
Now, it's been 35 years since we had a newborn in our family.
Oh, wow.
So times have changed. But have they changed that much? Are the things that parents prepare for, Lamaze and all of that, are they still being used, or is there something new and different that people need to think about these days?
I think that Lamaze is still around. It may not be as much the rage as it was at one time, but natural childbirth in general is absolutely still there. At Middle Tennessee Medical Center, we have classes that help prepare moms prior to going to the hospital, and so that they get tours of the hospital, know what to expect. Their partners join them, and we just have the support system to help people know what to expect and to be comfortable when they get there.
And let's talk a little about the classes, because even as a grandparent, and I know I have gone through some of your grandparents' classes at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, because I have grandchildren who range in age from 11 to 1, and so we've taken advantage of those classes. Tell us a little about grandparenting classes, parenting classes, and whatever else might fit into that.
We also have sibling classes. You just covered a good portion of it, but we want everybody in the family to feel included and to have that feeling that their role is very important. And so, yes, breastfeeding classes, childbirth classes, new parenting classes, We kind of have the full gamut there. We also have one of the drawing cards for our facility is that we have a level 3 NICU, and that's something, that designation is special. We no longer have to have families go to Baptist or Centennial. We can do everything that they can here at home. And so the classes that we were on that subject, we have a class for the NICU families that are going home, and the night before they have a hotel room inside the hospital just for them, where they can practice taking care of their newborn and do it on their own, but know that they have the safety if they had a problem that they could reach out to nursing. So our classes sort of cover the whole thing.
Now, you mentioned about the great NICU that you have there. Do most of the parents know going in that they're going to need that facility, or is this not known until the child is born?
Not necessarily.
No, most don't.
Most don't know.
No. You know, I always tell people, my goal is to prevent you from going to the NICU.
Okay.
I hear a lot of talk about the NICU, but it's my job to do everything I can to prevent that baby from going there. And that's one of the things that we're working really hard on, is really trying to, I mean, you're, unfortunately, and I don't mean this in a bad way, you're never going to shut down the NICU. We would love to, because the NICU means the babies are born early for whatever reason. But we are trying very hard as a group of physicians, and I have to say that every physician that's an OB in this community, I'm proud to practice with, and I do. We may not all be in the same groups, but we all practice together, and we all take care of patients at a level that's outstanding. But our goal is always to prevent babies from going to that NICU. What's nice, though, is when we do have a problem, we do have an issue, they don't have to go to Baptist. They don't have to go to Vanderbilt. And you don't realize how important that is until it happens to you. I came from a place where we did have to send babies to a larger facility because we didn't have a NICU. And it was a big deal to send them because mom is all of a sudden torn between having to be here for her care and the baby to be taken care of where I was in Knoxville. And that's a big deal. So I think that's something that's very important about MTMC is that we can provide that level of care. And I want to say one other thing I thought that you mentioned earlier, which is how has a labor and delivery changed? I tell people, honestly, we've been delivering babies for millennia. We wouldn't be here. None of us would be here if we hadn't been. What's different now is we have the opportunity to make that a comfortable experience, a safe, comfortable environment. The hospital is great. It's beautiful. We get all that. But really what we're concerned about is the care. And really, a hospital is made up of outstanding nurses and outstanding physicians that provide care to everybody. We can do that anywhere. The great thing is we get the opportunity to do that in a beautiful hospital that's going to provide us with many of the amenities that weren't always offered. So I would say, yeah, I think labor and delivery has changed in a positive way. Now, labor and delivery gets to be an experience where it's a good experience. I'll conclude with this, and I'll say, I tell my patients when they come in, I want this to be a fun experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I'm crazy. But I say, you know what? I want you to enjoy your pregnancy. I want you to look back and go, oh my gosh, I'm about to deliver. This was a great time. And that's what our goal is in labor and delivery. And I think that's changed. I think that's a new concept in the way we're treating patients now.
So they're going in with a whole different attitude instead of fear.
I hope so. You know, I tell my patients all the time, it's one thing to be scared. I can't fix that. Scared and uneducated, I haven't done my job. Because you know what? It's very important to me that patients understand what's coming. For example, if I have a baby going to the NICU, I always tell them a few things. So I said, nobody likes a baby that goes to the NICU, but I want you to understand what to expect. So the first time you walk into the NICU, you're not terrified. And it makes a huge difference. The patients that I do have that go, babies that do go to the NICU, they're like, well, Dr. Williams told me this. I don't like it, but at least I understand it. And mm-hmm. I think that is hopefully a change. And that's one of the things that I hope to see in medicine continue is, as I tell my patients, this isn't my healthcare, this is yours. Okay? You know, and that's something that we try to educate people on is, this is your healthcare. And I will tell you, I can't tell many people tell me, I can't understand it. I'm like, it's not that hard. Let me explain it to you. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah. Everything revolves around medicine. So I think it's something that's changed. I'm hoping we're moving towards a more patient-focused, patient-centered healthcare system because that's what we need.
Now, how long after the child is born do you have this personal one-on-one connection with the family?
It's interesting. You know, I recently had gone to an event that one of my patients had invited me to, and I told her, I said, if you ask me to come, I'll be glad to come. You know, and she said, she said this to me. She said, it's amazing how connected you are to the person that delivered your babies.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This person I respect to the nth degree, and I love her to death. She's wonderful. It differs, varies with different people. I love what I do, and the part that I love most about what I do is that relationship. I enjoy getting to know my patients. It's a great time. We have the chance to be there at the most exciting time in their lives. So in my practice, luckily, I get to see those people years later, and that relationship continues. And I hope that will always continue. I'm very lucky in that.
Now, you had mentioned a little bit earlier about special classes for siblings and things of that sort. I guess that's probably one of the most exciting times, Janet, when you see these little youngsters coming in who suddenly have a new brother or sister.
That's exactly right. And we actually even have our windows in the well baby nursery low enough that the children that come up don't have to be lifted by a parent to look in the window. They can see their baby brother or sister, you know, directly. But the children do make a big difference, and we do enjoy having them come back. And when Dr. Williams was talking about preparing for the NICU, we recently had to try to allay some of the fears that the family have. We have in the waiting room a NICU wall, and it's graduates. It's people, children who are, you know, kicking a soccer ball and jumping rope and all the fun things that they do when they're up to 11 years old. and then have in the same picture, their tiny picture when they were in the NICU, when they have all the tubes and wires and scary things going on. And that was a hope that our parents would see healthy, happy, active children, and that they once started in the same way that their little baby is, and so that there's hope that theirs will end up the same way. We actually had 10-year-old twins yesterday at our March of Dimes walk, two little boys.
I saw those kids.
Yeah,
they were good.
They're precious. They're the summer children, and they were there, and you would never dream that those children had been premature and had been in a NICU. So we just always want the parents to believe that you don't lose many babies anymore. We can help them and help them get strong and teach parents how to take care of them, and then they go on to live their happy lives.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather, and when we come back, this will be the segment where you call in with any questions that you might have dealing with our topic this morning. Youngsters being born here in the community, new members in the heart of Tennessee. We're visiting with the Chief of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, Dr. Kelly G. Williams, and Middle Tennessee Medical Center's Nursing Director for Maternal Child Division, Janet McIntosh. Our number again, 893-1450. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I never put wet towels on the floor anymore.
Now, FM 100.5 has more power. It's louder so you can listen longer. We're covering Rutherford County better than ever. We're WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro has ponied up the savings on the new Ford Mustang. Get up to $4,000 off MSRP today. The Ford V6 has a whopping 305 horsepower and gets 31 miles per gallon. Need more? Step up to a 540 horsepower Mustang Roush. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
You don't hear those other radio guys talking about Murfreesboro?
We'll be back to the countdown in just a minute.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Have a question for you. Is your yard and landscape being destroyed by nuisance animals and all different kinds of pests? If so, Bonide has a product to solve that problem. Repels All is an all-natural repellent. It works on deer, rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and many other nuisance animals. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The all-natural ingredients in Repels All uses smell, taste, and irritation to keep animals away. Unlike other repellent, Repels All has no unpleasant odors. Repels All is a natural formula. It can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, and even around edible plants. It also works to prevent animals from chewing on fences and structures. Hey, that's pretty good. Repels All is so effective that your satisfaction is guaranteed. Where do you get Repels All? Well, you can get it at the Co-op, right there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And that's just off South Church. They also have Repels All from Bonide over at Martin's Home and Garden. You know where that is. Martin's is on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. Repels All.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Still lots of congestion on I-24, especially around the junction there with 40. Also, we've got the vice president moving through Midtown later this morning. Could affect traffic on I-40 all the way through onto the Hillsboro Pike exit. So expect some possible after 10 o'clock congestion because of that. Save now, save big. 50% off auto glass for auto glass repair, windshield replacement, window motors, and more. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
The last of the showers and thunderstorms give way to partly cloudy skies for the early morning hours, a low of 64. But the showers and strong thunderstorms redevelop for Monday afternoon, a high of 85. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jim Marusak. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I can a radio that's kind of possessed.
It's coast to coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Until the trip was over, and would it be okay? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl.
Welcome back. We're talking about Middle Tennessee Medical Center today, and they do know a lot about birthing babies. Who was that, Butterfly McQueen? Don't know why that came to mind. This one, minds are strange things. But your radio is possessed. We are here. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450. The Chief of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, Dr. Kelly G. Williams, is with us, along with the Middle Tennessee Medical Center Nursing Director for Maternal Child Division, Janet McIntosh. Yesterday was a big day, the March of Dimes for Babies Walk. First of all, what was that all about? What does the money, what does the proceeds, what does it go for?
The March of Dimes has been around since, FDR's time, and its original purpose was to eradicate polio, which they're one of the few charities that has actually accomplished their goal, and they did that. So they moved on to birth defects and now prematurity. And we have our walk every year, and yesterday MTMC alone raised over $25,000, so wow. We were excited about that. But one of the things that I was so appreciative of is that Dr. Williams has stepped up and taken a huge role with us in this, and has raised the awareness with other physicians, and has made it a standard that our physicians really support this cause, and we're very grateful to him for that. The March of Dimes really does a lot of research that is helping prevent babies going to the NICU, as Dr. Williams was talking about. Folic acid was an important push not long ago, and they're just trying to make sure that all babies are born healthy one day. That's the goal.
Now, does folic acid have a play in whether a child is born prematurely?
It's actually interesting. The folic acid, there is a birth defect known as spina bifida, which is basically a small or large hole in the spine. We know that folic acid is important in the closure of the neural tube, which is the spinal cord. Very interestingly, before the advent of, not really, the advent of ultrasound as commonly as it is today, people didn't get ultrasounds every 10 minutes like they do today. It was a big deal because the neural tube actually closes at about 9 weeks. So people found out they were pregnant at about 15 weeks and it was already done. So in response to this, the March of Dimes years ago approached the food industry and asked them to supplement their cereals, breads, with folic acid. This has made a huge difference in the spina bifida. I will tell you, and this is just my experience, I came from a place where we delivered about 5,500 deliveries a year. My senior year in residency, there's only four of us. I was in charge of 1,500 deliveries, and I have never seen a case of spina bifida come out. Now, part of that, we had one case that went to the private hospital, but it's very rare anymore, which is a good thing. And I think that is a big positive to the March of Domes. Now, one of the other things I think that's interesting about March of Domes is many people that are older than me will remember the Kennedy baby. And it's amazing. In 1962, one of the Kennedy's babies died. That baby was about 33, 34 weeks. Today, that same baby has a neurologically intact rate. That means the baby's neurologically intact for issues involving prematurity, not other genetic issues. Issues involving prematurity is almost 100% nationally. We have made an amazing difference from a baby at 34 weeks that died. The President of the United States baby died. He would have gotten the top care.
Yeah, money was no object.
And there was no object there. That baby today, there would be no question. He could go to any hospital with a NICU and probably maybe not even be in the NICU, be taken care of in a regular nursery. And I think that's a real testament to what the March of Dimes has done. I'm on the board. I'm the Rutherford County representative. I'm physician representative, but there are several physicians, and I'm Rutherford County's representative to the March of Dimes board in Nashville. And I'm hoping to really start pushing more exposure and more quality here associated with March of Dimes. I think it's such an important organization for us.
Oh, very definitely. And I can relate to this because my granddaughter, who is now just a little over 1 year old and was there yesterday, was born at 24 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And weighed just a little over a pound.
Wow.
And we went through some frightening times. But
sure
she celebrated her first birthday. Everything appears normal now. But it's just phenomenal what is being done these days.
Well, it is. And it's such a great thing to hear those stories because I think a lot of times in medicine, we only hear the bad things.
Yeah.
So I love to hear the good stories about the baby who was born in 24 weeks. I would love to tell you that always happens. It doesn't, unfortunately. And there are many babies, unfortunately, that don't have that same kind of outcome. But our goal is to make every baby possible have that outcome. We can't always get it, but our goal is to try. And the March of Dimes really, most of their money is spent on research. There is more money being spent on programs. Prenatal care is a huge issue to them. Like I said, my goal as a physician is to prevent babies from going to the NICU. My goal is to prevent that 24-week delivery if I can. But I also tell people, God wins. Unfortunately, there was no room in God's school. I had to go to medical school, okay? And so I can do what I can do, and sometimes what I can do isn't enough. But I give it everything I've got to make sure that we don't have any 24-week babies. I would love to never hear that story again, but I'm glad to hear it's a positive outcome.
Oh, very. But the beauty of this, you know, you were talking about the fear of the unknown. We were walked through
good.
All the potential negative things, and it was scary.
Yes.
But after it was all said and done, you look back on it, and it just worked out beautifully.
Yeah, and it's good that you were, because like I said, it's kind of a catch-22 to be told, because I try to tell people, you know, it's hard to know, but it's worse, I think, to walk in and have no idea of what to expect. The NICU is this unknown place, and it's this frightening place. Just the name is frightening.
Oh, yeah.
And then to go in there and, you know, all the tubes and all the you know, babies have IVs in their belly buttons, and they have IVs in their heads, and oh my gosh, all this stuff is horrible. But it's amazing what we can do, and to hear the stories of a 24-week baby going home and being a successful member of society in the future. She's a year old, but she is a little boy, a little girl. Mm-hmm. You know, she is the next generation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my job is developing the next generation. It is. I mean, somebody I delivered could very well be president of the United States someday. Who knows? And I have to take every single child that I look at. We're developing the next generation.
Well, I think she was shaking hands and everything yesterday.
There you go. That's good.
So she's out politicking already.
That's what we need.
Now, let me ask you this. When a child, she was born on April 1st, which is appropriate. I mean, April Fool's Day.
Not that funny.
But her real birth date should have been in late July.
Mm-hmm.
When does she catch up? Or, I mean, she looks like probably just a small one-year-old now.
Right.
Does she catch up, or is she caught up?
She's caught up. I think by a year, they're pretty much caught up. The NICU, I think, doesn't start counting birthdays until they turn one. But, mm-hmm. you know, by a year, and I'm not a pediatrician by any means, but by this point, she's caught up. I mean, hopefully she won't have any issues in the future. Sometimes, in truth, issues aren't seen until babies are 2 or 3 years old. But hopefully, you won't have any issues. Like I said, I think it's great to hear this story because I would love to shout this from the mountaintops that babies do survive, because that's what people think. They think there's no hope. The worst possible scenario of being in the NICU and have no hope. That to me is a depressing thing. And so I try to give them hope. And that's why I'm glad to hear this.
So there's a lot of hope out there. I mean,
oh, yeah.
but you have to know what possibly could happen. So you eliminate that fear of the unknown, and you can be better prepared to face it.
Well, and give realistic hope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just
facts and but, you know, some do exactly as your granddaughter, and that's what we're working towards.
And, you know, we tend to get all the credit. The physicians get all the credit. They get all the hoopla because, you know, as my wife says, I'm the one person here arrives and gets all the credit for doing very little. And the honest truth is, the nurses in that NICU, and the nurses in labor and delivery before that, the nurses in the nursery, they deserve a lot of credit because they do a tremendous amount of work for those babies.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I mean, you know, I've been in the NICU, and to watch those NICU nurses and how they treat the patients, the moms, because that's most of it. I mean, the baby doesn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
The mom does. And I am so impressed with what we have, and I push so hard to keep our nursing staff, because we've got such a great group, starting in labor and delivery, moving to the nursery, and then unfortunately have to move to the NICU. They really do provide outstanding care, not only to those babies, but also to the moms, because the moms are the ones that honestly need it, the moms and the families. And I think that's something that we need to really show and appreciate, because they are outstanding.
Well, the whole team over at the
yes.
hospital. I mean, from the beginning where you check in there in the lobby, all the way through the entire process, everybody's working together to make it comfortable for you and, you know, try to explain what's going to happen next.
When we hire people, I've kidded around before, but it's true. I always say I can teach you tasks, but I can't teach you heart. And it is when we hire people, we go much more in depth into what their passion is and what they love about their work and how much they want to serve. Do they have that servant heart like Christ did? And those are the people that they just give their all every day, and that's what makes a difference. When you were talking about the moms, when we dedicated our NICU wall and given a talk, I was saying this is actually dedicated to the parents. Those little ones that are in the pictures don't have any memory of this event.
Right.
Unfortunately, their moms, that their children are 10 years old, and they start to talk about what they went through, and they get all teary all over again, even though they know their kid's fine now. You know, it's just a tough time being separated, and so it is those types of nurses who want to, they do it for free. I mean, they love their jobs and the care they're giving people, and those are the people who make the difference in these parents.
Very wonderful surroundings there. A good beginning at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. One thing we haven't touched on, and people often joke about hospital food, but when right before you moved to the new facility, we were getting word that this place, the food is going to be so good that people are going to be going there, you
it
know, to
good.
Eat.
Uh-huh.
It is that good.
Yeah.
I was truly surprised because we had several breakfasts there,
mm-hmm.
and the food is really good.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you could probably have some untasty food if you're on a special diet or something and can't have any seasoning of anything. But overall, It's probably one of the best kept secrets in town as to how great the food is.
That's right. And we also have something called At Your Request. It's our patients actually get room service. They call and order what they want rather than having a standard tray just come up and you just happen to not like zucchini and that's what's being served that day, you have a choice of what you would like, whether it's meat and vegetables or whether it's hamburgers and fries, you get to choose. So and the staff that deliver the food are you know, in waiter outfits, and they
do they really?
And have had, you know, good customer service training, and so you know, you feel pampered in that way as well.
So everything at Middle Tennessee Medical Center is done with you in mind, a positive end result. And you're doing a great job
of
that.
Thank you. We believe that we're making memories, whether they're the exciting, sweet ones that we want to, or if it were accidentally not the right thing, a memory that's going to stay with someone the rest of their lives one way or the other. So we want to make it Disney World every day.
And our hats off to you also. This is a faith-based hospital that is run by a religious organization. You don't have to always be politically correct there.
Right.
Thank goodness.
Right.
And it's very obvious when you walk in there that this is not a politically correct place. And too many places are these days.
That's right. We still have prayer at the beginning of each meeting. And when I've talked to my nurses before, I said I would like for everyone to imagine that their patients, when they come in, have a blindfold on, and what are they hearing? You know, because patients do pick up on a lot more than we may intend for them to, and what they're hearing in an elevator matters. What they're hearing, you know, when they go for a test matters, and we just always want to be not discussing our home life or what pressures we're under, but be totally focused on that patient and what they're sensing from our care. And sometimes it's touch, sometimes it's a soft word, or sometimes it's clapping and excitement at the birth of this baby. It's all about them on this special day.
So for people, do patients have a lot of choice in where they go to the hospital?
Oh,
or is
absolutely.
It up to
them? Yeah, definitely. And you know, we are very blessed at I work at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and we're very blessed. And I tell Gordon Ferguson, who's the CEO, we don't want to go anywhere else. And I can pretty much tell you that everybody else feels the same way. And I've been in two hospitals, have no desire. We like where we're practicing, and we don't want to go anywhere else. And that's not always the way it is. I mean, people do have a choice. They can go anywhere, and a lot of times they will choose to go to certain physicians based on where they deliver. I will tell you, I can't tell how many patients ask me, where do you deliver? And I hope it's in Middle Tennessee Medical Center because it's in town. I know I'm going to be provided good care. So, yes, there are options, always options for patients, and they can go wherever they want to. So we want to provide the best quality of care here, so they want to stay in Rutherford County, so they want to stay at our hospital, because that's what this is about. We want to provide good care in Murfreesboro.
We're talking about Middle Tennessee Medical Center today, and we'll be back and continue the conversation. We're talking about newborns, starting in a positive direction right here locally at our local hospital. We'll be right back.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Monty Hale Jr. and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 4 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Weather Eye.
The last of the showers and thunderstorms give way to partly cloudy skies for the early morning hours, a low of 64. But the showers and strong thunderstorms redevelop for Monday afternoon, a high of 85. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jim Marusak. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Here's a question for you. Is your lawn being ruined by moles and voles and different pests like that? Bonide has the solution. Bonide's Mole Max. It's an effective repellent to use against moles, voles, rabbits, gophers, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. The environmentally friendly Mole Max formulation makes it a great product to apply in areas where children and pets play. Apply 3 to 4 times per year to send nuisance animals away. Bonide's Mole Max. It's available in a 10-pound bag to cover 5,000 square feet or in a convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flower or vegetable gardens. Mole Max. Get it today at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. You can also get it over at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. We're back again talking about Middle Tennessee Medical Center. We are so fortunate to have a hospital of this type right here. I mean, this hospital, especially with the new facility there, it's head and shoulders above the rest of them, technically state of the art. And visiting with us this morning, the Chief of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Dr. Kelly G. Williams, and the Nurse Director for Maternal Child Division, Janet McIntosh. I understand that this is Women's Healthcare Month. Tell us a little about that.
It's Women's Health Month, and Janet may be able to direct a little bit more as to this, but one of the things that we need to focus in on in Women's Healthcare Month is just the idea that women are important and they need to have basic care. And things like mammograms and pap smears and things that nobody wants, and we get that, but are very, very important. One of the things we try to do at our office is try and make the unpleasant as pleasant as possible. I mean, we understand that nobody wants, nobody likes this, but we really try hard to make it a positive experience, just like we do at the hospital. But it is important that we focus on ourselves, men and women's health, and this happens to be Women's Health Month, but that women focus on not just their kids and the family and everything else, but, the more they're taken care of, the better they can take care of their families. So I really want to stress that this is a time to, if you haven't had that pap smear, haven't had that mammogram, these are the times to come in. And, it isn't as scary as you think it is, and we really do try very hard to make it a positive experience.
Our obstetricians, of course, make friends with the patients when they're young and delivering babies, but of course our obstetricians are gynecologists too. And so, say with Dr. Williams, when someone begins to trust and care about him personally in those early days, then he can be with them the rest of their lives and be able to guide them on a path that is going to take care of them through menopause and beyond. So establishing that relationship with a physician and with a hospital home is very important.
Is the way you treat women and check to be sure they don't have cancer, has that changed dramatically, and what do you see for the future?
That is a great question. No. And I will tell you that there is only one screening test amongst all the screening tests that we have that has ever been proven to prevent cancer, and it's the pap smear. I tell people that Dr. Papanikolaou, who, by the way, was a zoologist, not a physician, developed the pap smear in the 1940s. And women were dying in droves of cervical cancer. And all of a sudden, he develops a system that stops it. Cervical cancer, literally, there were whole, if we went back 50 years, one section of our hospital would be nothing but women dying of cervical cancer. And the pap smear has changed all that. The crazy thing is, no, it hasn't. It's almost as if we've found a very good option. Now, what everybody wants is a very good option that's not as invasive, that in some ways doesn't hurt as bad. That's still out there to be found. We're going to have a hard time finding something that's as effective as the pap smear. Now, a lot of women are very scared of mammograms. We understand that. There's been a lot of debate about mammograms and the importance. I will tell you, the the patient that's had their breast cancer diagnosed early on mammogram has no complaints about mammogram. And I've seen a lot of those patients. What I think we have to do is, a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are, when they're afraid, if I do have something on my mammogram, I've got cancer. Or they're just afraid of doctors. And that to me is a scary thought. I wish we could take some of that fear out. This should be something that's important, that's not scary, that's not intimidating, that we want them to do. But honestly, on the horizon, there have been lots of options. Very few that have the cost effectiveness and the effectiveness that we have now. Lastly, I will say medicine's changing. I mean, we're going to see a lot tighter reins on the monetary part. The key to medicine in the future is going to be, how can you provide excellent care with moderate expenses? And that's what's coming.
Thank you very much for joining us today, and thank you to everyone at Middle Tennessee Medical Center for the phenomenal service that you offer our community. Visiting with us today from Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the Chief of Obstetrics and Gynecology, Dr. Kelly G. Williams, and Nursing Director for Maternal Child Division, Janet McIntosh. Tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking about the Chamber of Commerce and the growth here in Rutherford County. We'll see you then.